CKLN FM 88.1 in Toronto. And lots of guests today. Thank you, Gerald and Mark, for coming down. Thank you earlier for Ben Haynes for coming down and talking about their music. And, of course, it is 5:35. We're running a little bit late today. I apologize to J.R. Bob Dobbs for being late, but pop stars, musicians, they have to... I guess they have to satisfy their egos, and they do tend to talk. So
did they have slack today?
They do have slack. I can vouch that clients have slack. They espouse slack. They reach slack. Actually, it's very interesting. Perhaps you didn't hear our conversation at all, but Mr. Science fund their musical projects, and they're touring through drug testing. Are you familiar with drug testing?
No.
Out in Scarborough, they have warehouse spaces. And say a major drug company, a manufacturer, before it can put a drug product on the market, has to do a significant amount of testing, both on animals and on humans.
Oh.
And so, essentially, they become human guinea pigs for this.
They offer themselves?
They offer themselves. They get a significant amount of money, thousands of dollars, but they have to sit in isolation for up to 3 weeks within the confines of this warehouse. Usually it's made out to, I guess, to fit all the standards of a home,
yeah,
home environment. But at the end of it, after, you know, severe conditioning, they get the money.
Wow, so they use that to fund their tour.
Yeah. Any comments on that in relation to your view of the world and the Church of the Subgenius?
Well, I think they're admitting that the pinks run the world and they're succumbing, giving in, and getting as much slack as they can from the testing,
yeah,
and the money. Well, I advocate that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems a rather passive recognition and a active at the same time in reciprocation to the prison of pink we inhabit.
The prison of pink.
We inhabit.
What about Robert Anton Wilson? Any comments on him?
He's a mistake.
A mistake?
Yes.
He has written on Finnegan's Wake, though, has he not?
Yeah, in the new issue of Magical Blend, and it's a very shoddy, basically, work on the content. He has no understanding of the rhetorical tradition that Joyce comes out of. And I read his article on Ulysses and then this one, and it's kindergarten stuff.
Hmm.
I hope to correct it. If you follow the show enough, you'll be able to bypass any of Anton's pink Freemason. What? Pink Freemasonry, Tim Leary spinoff. Drug tested victim.
Yeah.
LSD tests. That's what those guys are.
I,
MK Ultra.
Week by week, I sit here in front of you, and
yes,
and we speak, we exchange pleasantries, and sometimes, you know, we attack one another in a nice, a very positive way. I merely, of course, a dupe for your logic. But I'm feeling very, sort of passive today. I've had a very trying past few days. I'm drained somewhat. I feel it's like turning the microphone over to you and perhaps letting you...
Well, you're saying you feel drained. Well, that must be why I feel drained, because we evoked this theme last week of once you tune in with me, then you end up sharing feelings. So I must have picked up your feeling, because I feel drained today also. But that certainly doesn't get in the way of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That never could get drained. So I'm willing to talk. But I think I would just, since you brought up the topic of... Anton Wilson and his article in Finnegan's Wake, before we go into tape, I'd just say that he comes out of the Western Freemasonic conceptual tradition trying to conceptualize percept, and it fails under electric conditions today to communicate that situation through the symbolism that he evokes in his article in Finnegan's Wake. He just highlights the symbol for HCE in the four styles. Now, what he doesn't know is that the four levels of traditional exegesis are what is evoked by Joyce. He conceptualizes it down to four various cultural contexts for the mountain or HCE symbol that Joyce uses to evoke the four levels. So he is limited in his understanding of the four levels. And in the rhetorical tradition, and the new discoveries brought about by myself and my colleagues is the tetrad effect of the four levels, including the retrieval aspect, which he doesn't understand. He still lays it out on a linear thing. It's because we are drained that we are getting this harassment from this...
It might be.
It's interesting. As soon as they pick up on it, they come in.
I'm trying everything within my...
Yeah, why is this spinning off like this?
...modest powers to prevent... I just don't know what's going on. I think just go...
Yeah, it won't happen during the tape, I hope.
...to the media problem. No, I hope not.
I think that we are feeling drained because... Part of the reason is that we found out that we're getting quite a response in the audience. A lot of tapings going on, and so the pressure's off us to preserve what we're doing. And we got word from that from a new convert, and I think we're happy. We feel a sense of the summer phase is over. We're getting ready for the September. So I would consider this an interval feeling as we move into the September go-go.
As people are at home preparing their pre-boxed gourmet dinners, I suppose perhaps we should discuss what this tape is tonight. It's the Media Barrage tape.
Number seven. And it's something of the subgenius. I don't pay attention to it too much, so I don't even know what's on it.
They're from the States, are they not?
It's that fake church in Dallas. Yeah. So it's not, like the last one was about the word of Bob. This seems to focus on the subgenius movement itself, the spin-off of the fake movement started by Reverend Stang. I haven't heard a tape. I don't know what we're going to hear. I'll try to put up with it.
Let's share it together then with our listeners.
Okay.
Natural man.
Well, I think we've pretty well.
Something's happening, Mike. The Council of Ten has found out it's going to be a tough week, Mike.
I've never seen you look quite so since the harmonica convention. You have
the harmonic buff urgent, to use the right term.
I haven't seen you look quite so pale or pallid.
Oh, man, there's something going on here, and. Of course, I'll be able to handle it, but it's just going to be an inconvenience. I'm not going to have much fun this week.
Yeah.
The next 7 days, I'm going to have a personal struggle with the anti-bob. So I don't want to talk much longer.
No,
I got to get off the air and deal with this. Just pray.
Let's cut it short.
Pray for Bob. We're going into the final turn. I can feel it. Yeah.
Okay, praise Bob. I'll talk to you next week.
Well.